Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten up.
Hello, everyone. Happy day. Here we are, Wednesday. It is at the breaking of March. Can you believe it? Already the 7th of March, and we're hitting a new wave of energy. Isn't it fun? I know I've totally felt the shift and change take place. This month, we are being renewed. I mean, January and February were definitely a couple of big energy months that really had us stretching out of our comfort zone. We had massive shifts and changes taking place on, you know, emotional, mental, physical levels, as well as those spiritual levels too. When we move into March now, it's a much more subdued energy. It's very uplifted energy. And even this last full moon actually was pretty kind to all of us. When we think of the extremes that we've been through in the last couple of months, this one was almost like we were blessed with grace. Now, it doesn't mean that you might have not have had a little bit of an upheaval. And as we know, that happens with every full moon, but the intensity of it, it was, as I said, a little kinder, a little gentler. And we move into this week now, and it's such beautiful, refreshing energy. We're being nurtured this month. March is all about us being able to basically catch up with everything that played out over the last couple of months in terms of all of these internal shifts within our psyche, within consciousness, within our etheric bodies. I mean, all of that. And we begin to now find our new balance. And I'm loving how this energy feels, especially today. Today, there's a real uplifted energy that even though there may be challenges or we might have, you know, things going on in our life that, you know, might be, we could consider a struggle of some sort, that even in it, it's just got an optimistic breath of air today. I love the energy. It really is an indication of what this whole month is going to be like for us. So even though we might still go through some highs and lows, it's really great to know that the universe is taking care of us in such great way. It's like all of the powers that be said, okay, you've done enough. You've been healing, you've been shifting, you've been growing, you've been evolving, and now it's time to rest and to play and to focus on our dreams, our goals, our desires. This is a great opportunity to purge, out with the old, in with the new. And it's like that after every moon, but especially this week, there's just such a cleansing, purifying energy at play for us. And so it's a great time to, you know, spruce things up around the house, you know, purge a few items that, you know, you no longer need, or you've been, maybe even your wardrobe, there may be clothes that you're looking at and say, wow, that's just not my style anymore. It's really a part of this new wave of energy that's taking place, helping us to get clear on who we are. And as of course, as I've said before, 2018, this year of deepening our connection to who we are, this is one of the ways that it plays out. Suddenly our desires change, our style changes. We might even want to rearrange or even our furniture, or even go buy new furniture. I mean, if you can do that, I say kudos to you, because it is just a time of refresh and renew. And maybe also, you know, we're already picking up on a little bit of that springtime energy. There is absolutely a new breath, a new beginning, and newness emerging for all of us. Anyway, I could talk the whole show about all of what's playing out in the universe and where things are going and how it's affecting us. But that's not what today's show is about. Today I'm talking about me. Or should I say, today I'm talking about you. Today I am talking about what it means to be a medium, what it is to interact with spirit, the truths in terms of what my personal experience has been in connection with loved ones on the other side. And also want to debunk some of the myths that are out there, because there's some really crazy conversations that have, you know, I've had with people in terms of fears or beliefs and things that are just, it's not true. It's just not true. So I love that. I love that we get to chat today about being a medium, what it represents, how spirit plays with us, of course, but more importantly, I would love to hear from you too. So as a reminder, as always, the phone lines open up after the commercial break. The phone number to call is 248-809-3475. And if you want to have a little bit of insight in terms of what maybe is playing up for you in terms of your gifts, your abilities, your connection to spirit, or some of the funny things that might be playing out and you just feel like you need a place to share, it's the perfect day to call. This, you know, it's a perfect time. This is your opportunity. This show is for you. It's for me. And it's for, of course, everyone who is tuning in. I love it. So being a medium, as many of you have heard me speak before, this is something that has been a part of my life for my whole entire life. As I look back, I actually don't even know where it began. It has been a part of my awareness since as long as I can have memory, you know, as long as memory presents itself. I remember having interactions with angels, with God, with loved ones, you know, who I didn't even realize weren't dead. I didn't realize that other people were not interacting with these beings in the ways that I was. In fact, it was a part of, I guess, as I began to grow and I began to feel what would be a little bit of being separate or segregated from other people in terms of what they were experiencing, what their reality was based, you know, versus what my reality was. And so being a medium has been, as I said, something I've had to not only find acceptance for, but I've been on this journey of seeking greater understanding, even more awareness in terms of what is at play, what is it that makes me tick, how is it that I have this going on and other people, you know, in my world did not have it or were not experiencing the things I was experiencing. So, you know, understanding who I am has been probably the most important aspect of my journey, just as it is for each of you listening. As I said, 2018, this getting to know ourselves on a much deeper level, I'm continuing this. I continue to seek within, to seek what it is, how it is I tick, what it is my soul is here to do and accomplish in the midst of all of this weirdness that I have going on. So, you know, when we think about being psychic, I'm going to tell you, every single person is psychic. It's that gut instinct. There is a part of all of us. It is a God-given gift for all of us to have reactions or the ability to perceive situations for life. Now, some people might be highly tuned psychics, where others are just, you know, navigating life based on a gut instinct or that feeling that they have. That's being psychic. It is something, as I said, something that might be more profound in other people, but it is an absolute, you know, a natural thing for all of us. And being psychic does not necessarily indicate that you are a medium. Every medium is a psychic, but not every psychic is a medium. That's really important to understand. Not every single person is tuned in and tapped into spirit in the same capacity as what a medium is. However, does this mean that, myth number one, that I'm somebody special just because I can communicate with the dead? That being a medium is something special and unique? Well, it is very special. I think it is one of, as I teach and I speak and I tell people all the time, that being a medium is, without a doubt, the most brilliant of modalities that are out there. It is one of the most incredible modalities in which to be able to serve or to help other people. But does it just mean that it's only a select few who are mediums? Well, guess what? Myth number one, blowing that out of the water, because everyone has the ability to interact with spirit. Everyone has the ability to interact with angels, to have conversations with God. It is our birthright. I always say, if we can look at this in understanding, you know, it might just be one, something that has not been realized within a person, They may have interest in the paranormal. Perhaps they're having experiences, or they've had no experiences whatsoever. That doesn't make them any more or any less of a medium than someone else. It is something that is awakened deep within, that we have within us this innate ability to be stirred, to be understood, to learn from and to learn with, in growing in connection with the heavens, in connection with the other side. There are so many indications. Now, there someone like me, and I know there's many people out there who, as I said, we woke up to this life of ours, our soul hit the body, and boom, we were a medium. We were interacting with the angels and spirit and loved ones on the other side, and it never left. It only grew stronger. For other people, you know, it can show up later on in childhood. It can show up, you know, in stories with children where, you know, they are afraid at night to sleep alone. Maybe they have imaginary friends, or they've have conversations about the boogeyman. All of that is indication that there is interaction with spirit, that there is something else at play, and that they are gifted in a way that maybe we are not really understanding. But it is about what we are awakening to, and sometimes we are awoken through our children, through their awareness. But so some born with it never leaves. Some of it later on, it, as a child develops, that all of a sudden they begin to speak a little bit more in terms of experiences, or the fact that grandpa read them a story last night, or the fact that they can describe. I mean, we hear those stories where children can describe a grandparent or an ancestor, and they've never met them. You know, it was prior to their birth here, and can pick them out in a photo album. And the reason for it is because there's such a physical awareness to the essence of that loved one in, you know, connecting with them. So we have somebody who wakes up one day and has been constantly in children, as begins to show up even later, a little bit, those onset abilities begin to show up. And then there are those who, this is something that plays up as an adult, where perhaps they've had no experience whatsoever, and to see, to hear, or sense a spirit, and it doesn't manifest till later on in their life. Now, that can happen because there is something within them that begins to crack open, so to speak, something that begins to surface in the world, that begins to call out to their soul in stepping forward into their gift. It may sometimes be, you know, that call out can be something very gentle. I know that I've got clients who, you know, literally were, you know, making supper as they do for their family every single night. And on one particular night, suddenly they're cooking and they're connecting with spirit, where they go to sleep one night and have had no experience. And the next night, the next day, they're in full awareness of spirit. So it can be a very gentle awakening. Yet for others, there can be a real catalytic event where perhaps there's been an accident, or there's been a series of events that play out that really start to awaken. And that's really was what plays out in terms of that awakening, in terms of, you know, even beginning to question reality, or questioning that there's more to life than maybe what someone has been living, is another way that it begins to get stirred inside. Now, as I said, it's not just a select few of people. Yes, there are a select few of people who are very tuned in and tapped into spirit, who nurture and work on developing their skills, who grow to understand more and more and more. And there are those who have little experiences, but they're not so little. They're actually really big experiences. You know, signs that you couldn't be a medium are, I mean, I could give you a list of things in terms of some of the awareness and helping you to realize that you've got these innate abilities within you. Even having, as I said earlier, interest in the paranormal is an indication that you've got this going on. If you're having unexplained experiences, if you're hearing tapping or knocking or conversations in another room when there's no TV turned on, it's an indication that you are tuned in and tapped into spirit, that you've got something that is within you that is able to receive the communication. You know, if you walk into a building and you get a weird, creepy feeling, or like somebody's watching you, that's an indication that you've got something going on. You know, sometimes conversations in your mind with animals, that's an indication that there is an ability to be able to receive communication from spirit. Even anxiety, I mean, I've done so many shows on anxiety, but people who suffer from anxiety, who often feel nervous or uneasy, that's an indication that there is connection with spirit, that there is a physical response within the body that creates anxiousness or the feeling of panic or anxiety because of the shift and change in awareness to the fact that spirit is present. That anxiety will often be, yes, a very true and emotional thing we have to deal with, that it can be a bit of what we can classify or label as an illness in some way. But a good majority of the people that I work with that who have suffered with anxiety, their anxiety has only been as a result of the fact that they have been in awareness vibrationally to spirit near them. You know, if you see things out of the corner of your eyes, flashes and lights, or even dark shadows, it's an indication that you've got some gifts that are being awakened inside of you. And please know that if you see a dark shadow, it doesn't necessarily mean it's evil or bad. That's a myth too. That's one of the things that I want to blow out of the water today, is that just because you see an apparition and the apparition is maybe not in the brightest of color, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you've got an entity or that you need to have, you know, I don't know how to play with the words for it, but it doesn't mean that it's dark and daunting and wanting to cause you harm. In fact, the grandmother who you loved and was so enduring in life, it absolutely can be how you are in awareness to seeing her essence. Just because it's dark doesn't mean it's bad. That if you recognize that every light casts a shadow, and that when you can see yourself as the light, that sometimes it's because of the shadow that you're cast, you know, the light casts the shadow. It's no different than looking at the shadow of the tree because of the sunshine. Same thing. So just because it's dark does not mean it's bad. It just means that you are a medium and that you are having awareness to spirit. I think that's so important to know. We immediately go into fear. This is also, you know, even if you are in awareness to spirit, whether you're actually seeing that dark shadow or not, or if you're hearing the noise or you're sensing presence around, immediately we go into fear. As I said, those are our loved ones trying to communicate, where they're reaching out and touching us, where they're trying to get our attention. And I'll tell you, spirit works so hard to get our attention. They no longer have a voice box. They don't have any vocal cords. They're not able to speak to us in the same way in which we interact and speak. But they reach to us through vibration. And when we are in the feeling of their vibration with us, it stirs around us and we immediately go into fear. Well, let me tell you what. That if your grandmother was loving, kind, and gentle, and she did not hurt you in your life, your grandmother in spirit is not going to hurt you in her death. There's nothing to be afraid of. Truly, I would say that 98% of the experiences that we have in the awareness of spirit is a loved one trying to say hello, is a loved one to say, I'm right here, I'm supporting you, I'm loving you. But we immediately go, our little ego mind goes crazy and we're bringing out the sage and we're commanding it to leave us alone. And we're so afraid that it's, you know, something evil or bad. Now, that's the other part that comes up too, right? Is that mediumship is evil or it's the work of the devil or, you know, I mean, there's so many thoughts about it. You know, I remember seeing a post not too long ago that said, never go see a medium because all they want to do is control your mind. I thought that was the most ridiculous thing I had ever heard, because that's not true at all. That's not, I mean, a medium is without a doubt, as a medium, we are compassionate healers, that we are called forward in compassion to those who are grieving and struggling. It is about validation of life after death. It is about reassurance of the fact that we are supported and loved and attended to, and that it is our birthright to be in the experience of our loved ones, whether in physical form or whether within the essence. It's our birthright. It's our God-given gift to be able to communicate. And so all of the fear that is around mediumship is probably one of the most bizarre things. And actually, I at the point where I'm at actually think it's a little bit comical. As I said, yes, there we are, all of these mediums who are compassionate and just want to help and really make the world a better place and take away the pain and do whatever we can to bring comfort and to console people during, you know, through what is death being the hardest thing in life that we ever have to endure. And here we are in service to that. And there we are, only trying to control somebody's mind. I thought that was just the funniest thing I had ever read. Anyway, what's really important, this brings up another aspect for me as well. That again, when I came out of the closet, when I announced to the world, so to speak, that I had the ability to communicate, to interact with the other side, you know, of course, there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of judgment. There were a lot of people who had known me for my whole entire life that literally ran for the hills, like they did. They were out of here. They were gone. They were like, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, what's happened to her? She's gone crazy. I hadn't changed. In fact, if anything, I had never felt more myself or happier or more relieved because I no longer had to pretend to be somebody that I wasn't. I could just finally be myself. And I remember this conversation that I had with my dear aunt, who really, I know, was just protecting me, very concerned, wanting to make sure that, you know, I'm on the right track. And she said to me, how do you know you're not being fooled? How do you know it's not just the devil playing with you? Well, very matter-of-factly, I said to her, you know, I'm a pretty intelligent person. My life has, you know, I've had all kinds of experiences in my life, and I definitely can tell the difference between love and hate. I definitely know when something is loving and kind and when something is mean and nasty. I've seen it play out not only in the spirit world, but I see it played out in front of my eyes within my own family. I can tell the difference. And just as I know many of you can tell the difference whether that energy or that essence is love. I'll tell you what, you know you are in connection with someone who has crossed over, with someone who is in their full, pure consciousness of they're connected. You can tell because the messages are encouraging. They're loving. They're kind. They're going to be the messages that want to encourage, that want to console, that want to help. That's how you know the difference. So not every connection is you know, something to be feared. As I said, 98% of them are just your loved ones trying to get your attention, trying to say hello from heaven, trying to reach out and say, I'm here. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm still very close here to you. So, you know, how do you, in the difference, you, as I say, you can tell the difference between love and hate, good and bad. I mean, we can feel it. When something feels good, you light up, you feel excited, you know, there's like butterflies and a euphoria that takes over. And yet, when it's something heavier or not so great, you can feel the difference. You know when somebody's being mean to you. You know when some, right? You can, you're an intelligent person too. I know that about you. You wouldn't be tuning into my show. It takes great amount of intelligence to say, yes, I'm tuning into Bonnie's show today. Kudos to you. You're very, very wise. All right, so I want to say, you know, it, and I'm going to talk more, of course, after the commercial break. But again, I want to make sure to remind you that the phone lines do open up after the commercial break. I'd love to chat with you in terms of maybe what you've been experiencing with spirit, or to help you validate that it truly was an experience with spirit. That phone number is 248-809-3475. I would love to chat with you about it. I truly would. I'm going to be talking more, of course, about some of the myths, debunking some of the funny things, I think, that are funny in terms of what people believe a medium is all about. And I'm hoping to inspire you to really, even if you can admit to yourself, even just to a small degree, that you might be a medium too. So I'm going to help you to be able to do that after the commercial break.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Today might be the day I drop out of school. Today could be the last day I try. My parents alone can't stop me. My friends can't even stop me. But you might be able to. With United Way, you could tutor me, be my mentor, or volunteer to just read with me. If someone had helped me earlier, I might not be struggling. And studies prove that kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. There are tons of ways people like you can help kids like me stay in school. And United Way is calling for you to be one of them. Because it takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between me becoming one or the other could be you. Make me a success, not a statistic.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
I'm just sitting here and over the commercial break, and I'm just thinking about all of the different experiences that I've had with Spirit, but more importantly, all of the really kind of funny little conversations that I've had with people over the years as well. I think that, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about mediumship. And one of the biggest misconceptions about mediumship is the fact that it's only about communication with dead people, that it's only in terms of being able to communicate with loved ones who have crossed. And that's actually, that's a huge myth, because mediumship is so much more than that. Yes, we do have the ability to interact with spirit. Absolutely. That there can be a lot of validation and a lot of reassurance of our loved ones, on the other side. But it is about interacting with the divine, with angels, with guides, with being able to communicate with higher deities in which to help us to navigate our life, to help us heal within our own life. And as I said, it is also is about having conversations with God or that source, the infinite, whatever, you know, the all that is that in terms of your higher power, being able to be in awareness and to have the direction, the clarity, and the help to be able to navigate our life. As I've said many times in terms of my the angel introductory classes that I've ran over the years, as I'm introducing people to the fact that it's, imagine that you as a parent have a child. And the day your child is born, you take this child and you dump it off in one of the world's biggest cities. And you say, there you go. Good luck with your life. You know, to think, do we do that with our children? No, we make sure that if we're taking them to the city, that we're with them. If we can't be with them, we've arranged for childcare. We've arranged for somebody to take them, to meet them, to help them. It's no different here as individuals within our human life experience. God didn't just dump us off on the earth and said, good luck. We'll see you on the other side. I mean, we have this beautiful, what I refer to as this beautiful team of beings that support and love and help us. And as a medium, we have the ability to be able to interact, to be able to interpret their vibration. As I said, there's no voice, you know, but we are able to interpret vibration. One of the other things I think, which is kind of, people always say, you know, can you see the person? Well, that's a little bit of a myth too, because seeing spirit can be different and unique for every interaction that we have with spirit. Sometimes, yes, we can actually see them within a full, you know, light body, so to speak. But, you know, oh my gosh, I don't always see somebody standing beside you, you know, that's not how it works. I don't see them in the way that you maybe remember them. I might get insight in terms of how they looked when they were in this life, whether they had short hair or dark hair, whether they were tall or they were round, or, you know, what their personality was like, your relationship. But I don't actually see them physically as if you were looking at a picture. Now, there are some, you know, it's, and again, they might be an orb of light, but it is energy and it's a vibration. And what it is just the receiving of that vibration and then being able to interpret what it is that, you know, I'm receiving. That's really how it works. It's so much more than just being able to see them with your physical eyes or to hear them in the same way that we hear. Sometimes hearing, yeah, it can be a word. It can be a voice. It might be a statement, but hearing is vibration as well. And that vibration might be just a ringing in the ears that in some way registers within a level where a medium is able then to interpret what that vibration was. It's something that happens so innately. Yes. Can mediumship be taught? I think this is something else that's important. Mediumship cannot be taught, but we can be awakened to our mediumship abilities. I once had a conversation with a lady who said, I do not believe that you can go to a workshop on the weekend and you go to a workshop on Saturday and you walk in not being a medium. And then on Sunday you come out and suddenly you're a medium. Well, I want to tell you that it actually is quite possible that you, as the person going to the workshop, there has been something guiding you, this angelic team around you that your own loved ones have in some way ensured that you got to this workshop so that you could awaken your gifts, so that you could awaken to them, to experience, to know, to understand them in who they are now as spirit. That yes, you most certainly can go to a workshop on Saturday and come out on Sunday and be awakened to your abilities to receive. Absolutely, you can. I'll tell you, you would not be a medium if you otherwise. Only a medium will go to that workshop. If you're not a medium, you're not going to go. You're going to be the one questioning how it is that you can go to a workshop one day not being a medium and come out a medium on Sunday. That's going to be the one who's not a medium. But the medium will be the one showing up at the workshop. It is so divinely orchestrated. It is so much bigger than all of us. Our ego has such a control in terms of what we think it needs to be or how we believe it needs to work. But it's not the case at all, that there is so much more that, you know, so much more to it than what people might realize. And spirit is coordinating those situations. The spirit knows our purpose. The angels understand our purpose. And our own soul is stirring and has been asking for more. It is asking to be awakened. And guess what? That weekend workshop might be the answer to that exact prayer. All right. So what are some of the other things? Oh my gosh. This is really important to know too, that I have had countless conversations with people who say that they have this ability and that they are constantly bombarded all day by spirit, that spirit won't leave them alone. You know, well, I want to say perhaps you need to explore your abilities a little bit. Perhaps you need to understand what it means to truly be a medium, to be able to how to receive so that you can have, you know, that you're not being disrupted. Because there's actually no need for dinner to be disrupted. There's no need for, you know, this feeling of overwhelmment, like we can't get away from it. It's all because of some boundaries. It's all because up until this point, Spirit's been working really hard to try to get your attention. And the moment we start giving attention is the moment that some of the overwhelmment or the constant bombardedness begins to dissolve. I think that, you know, in some ways, reality TV shows had led people to believe that being a medium is one full constant connection, regardless of who or what or where and when, that we are constantly tuned in, tapped in, and it is never ending for us. That spirit has to deliver that message right now, and it has to happen, you know, when I'm in the grocery store. It has to happen in that exact moment. Now, I think it's important to bear in mind that reality TV is meant to be entertaining. And of course, there are producers and they want to coordinate all kinds of situations to help to validate life after death. But often to remember that those situations, you know, they're a pretty dramatic story in terms of life as a medium, and that as you begin to grow and develop within your own gifts and abilities, that there is a little bit of a discipline that takes place, and that we actually choose to tune in at an appropriate time. You know, this isn't, I know for myself that because I have developed such consistency in connection with spirit, that I'm in communication, whether it be subtle signs or whether it be, you know, being able to have something, you know, where guess what? Sometimes spirit is a little bit more chatty than others. But honestly, I can count the number of times over the year that's happened in, you know, on one hand, I can count the times where it's been urgent, where they have to talk to me right now, where they wouldn't shut up. See, the thing about working professionally, and especially as a full-time medium like what I am, that in order for me to give someone a great reading, I actually need to tune into the energy. And that doesn't happen. I need to give my complete focus and attention to it. And that doesn't happen just when I'm cooking dinner. It doesn't happen when I'm just sitting at my computer at the keyboard or having coffee with a friend. I want you to know, I think more than anything, if you are a medium and you are feeling overwhelmed by spirit communication, I'm thinking you have to work with me. You might want to give me a call. We might want to have a little bit of a conversation to help you to regulate and really create some normalcy, because as weird as being a medium is, we're actually pretty normal people and we live really normal lives, and we get to. All right. Oh my gosh. What are some of the other things that play out? Let me see here. I'm reading through my list, lots of stuff I've already talked about, whether I've checked it off the list or whatever. I think this is really an important one too. That, you know, we hear, and I've said it too, that our loved ones are with you all the time, that their love is what keeps us connected. Well, I want to tell you that that's not a myth. That's actually very true, that our loved ones are with us in essence 24/7. But I'll tell you what, they are respectful. They are actually, they choose not to be with us 24/7, which means we actually do get to have privacy. They're not seeing everything all the time. You know, just like our children go off to school, we're aware that the fact that they're in school, but we're not with them, you know, in school. Spouses go off to work, you know, things like that. They honor our sacred private moments. I think that's really important. Spirit, yes, the most important thing to know is that spirit is with us in the moments when we need them the most. So no worries about that. I have a lot of people who say, oh my gosh, I can't believe my grandmother now is seeing my bad behavior, or I hope my grandmother is not watching me, you know, where you start feeling guilty and unsure and you're thinking, oh my gosh, now I have no privacy. They know everything. They know all my secrets. Well, you know what? They do. One, they have no ego anymore. When they die, they completely leave their ego behind. So they're not judging us. Isn't that beautiful? that they're no longer judging us in terms of our actions and what we're doing or not doing. They only see love for us, and it's in that love that they guide. It's in that love that they want to help. So I think it's important, you know what? Yeah, that their love keeps us, keeps them close to us, absolutely. But it's not that ever-present watching every little thing that we do. Our kids go off to school, as I said. Spouses go to work. You know, we go on with our day, but I'll tell you what, when we need them the most, in those moments we need them the most, they are there. All right. I think it's something else that comes up. This is, I want to talk about this because it's an important conversation, in the fact that we have to wait a specific amount of time before we actually connect with a loved one. And I think there's been some misconceptions on this in terms of what my practice is. Now, my practice, as I do, because I use my mediumship in terms of focusing on healing, I want to be able to use my gifts and talents and abilities to ensure to really help someone in their readiness to heal. I believe that grief needs to be honored, that we have to really understand that we are human beings and that the depth of a loss needs to be felt. And that just because I choose to not do any readings within the first 3 months, it's just one of the things that, from my experience, where I've had people come to sit in session with me earlier, where they've been in shock, where they haven't been able to really hear what is playing out, and especially they don't want to hear that it was time. I mean, if their child has died, no parent wants to hear that it was that soul's time to go, because we can't wrap our heads around how someone so little who has had such a short time on earth, how it could possibly be their time. So for me, this is really about honoring the person, honoring the grief, honoring the relationship, and allowing people to move through a little bit of that grief so that they're no longer in a state of shock, where they're in readiness for healing. Now, the truth is that spirit actually can communicate immediately, and they do very often. And I've had situations, with family, you know, in experiences with death in immediate family, where that spirit has been in connection immediately, that they know how to connect. They know how it's possible to receive validating messages from souls who have passed within minutes, within the first few hours of their death. So it's really important to know that, you know, that there is definitely the capability to be able to connect. And so this is an area where I try to be a little bit flexible, because sometimes when somebody is newly bereaved, waiting can be detrimental. Sometimes waiting is what's necessary. And so, you know, how do I know? Well, I never say no to a client until I have opportunity to get a little bit of insight on the bigger picture. And I do that in conversation with spirit. You know, how is it that I can help this person to, you know, to, settle into, acceptance? You know, how is it, you know? And so sometimes it can be a little sooner, but for the most part, it's just a standard of practice for myself. But I'll tell you that those loved ones, immediately, the moment that they release their body, the moment that they understand that they have been separated from us, is the moment that they're able to connect. They sometimes have to learn. And I think learning is kind of a really big word, but it is a different kind of communication. They're dealing with vibration now. And so how to connect with us and how to give the vibration and how to interact is a little bit of learning on their part. But for the most part, those connections are made immediately. It's not really a myth or anything. I don't even know how to put it, but I think it's really important for people tuning in to today's show, whether you're a medium, whether you're someone who has recently lost, or even maybe not even recently lost someone. Perhaps, you know, we've all had death. Death has visited all of us in one way or the other. And so I think it's important to know that any time that we have a memory stir inside of us, if we are thinking and a memory comes up and suddenly we're remembering being at the lake with you know, a family member, being at the lake with grandma, being at the lake with grandpa, maybe a parent or a sister or whatever the relationship is. When the memory stirs, that is awareness for you to know that your loved one is with you, that that memory coming up is not by chance, that they are vibrationally stirring the memory inside of you as a way to say hello, as a way to say, I am here. When we are maybe years have gone by and suddenly we are overcome with grief, or perhaps we are really missing somebody. In the moment that we're missing them, we are in awareness to the fact that they are with us. We wouldn't be missing them. We wouldn't be thinking about them. We wouldn't be seeking their connection if they weren't bringing to us the awareness of their presence in that moment. So I really want to invite you to stop in those moments for yourself, in the longing and in the grief and in the wondering if they're with you, to know that you wouldn't be thinking of them. There would not be a memory. There wouldn't be a longing for their presence if it wasn't for the fact that they are present with you in that very moment. It's kind of big, right? But it just goes back to almost invalidation, or to prove the fact that they're with us all the time. They're with us all the time, and they want to communicate. They want to reassure us that they are with us, that they are helping. So anyway, whew, I can feel that. I can almost feel energetically what that is for some of you as you hear those words. What else do I want to say? I have so much. I could talk about this all day. I love connecting with the other side. I love the conversations, but more importantly, I love helping other people to awaken their own gifts and abilities in connection to spirit, to know that it's, as I said, being a medium isn't special. It's not, I'm not more special than you are. You're not more special than anybody. That we all have this ability, that our interest alone is an indication that something is stirring within us. There are more and more mediums coming forward every single day in this day and age. And I'm so grateful for the people that were a little bit of the trailblazers, you know, who were speaking about mediumship and life after death before it was ever truly, you know, beginning to be acceptable. And although it's truly not as acceptable as what I, you know, desire it to be for people, I believe that there should be a medium on every corner, just like there are hairdresser shops. I mean, I think that getting your hair cut is just as important as what it is connecting to your loved ones. I think that, you know, is such a necessity in this day and age. I mean, there are so many people who need the validation. There are so many people, you know, that in order to move forward in their life is to receive the reassurance and the validation and message from the other side. So I think that, you know, as I said, that there are definitely, there's a need. And so if something is stirring inside of you, I really want to encourage you to look into it for yourself, to search it out, to sign up for, you know, my programs, to look at mentoring, whatever it is, to help to awaken something deep inside of you. It wouldn't be stirring. You wouldn't have awareness to spirit if there wasn't something more being called of you or for you. I think on a final note, I also want to say, you know, I do offer a certification program through mediumship, but guess what? You don't need to be a certified medium to give a great reading. You truly don't. I think that it's one of the things within the industry. There's no governing agency really in terms of mediumship. So there's nothing that, you know, how do I want to say? There's nothing that says one person is better than the other. And I think that's what's important. As I said, we're all unique and individual. We all receive spirit in unique and individual ways. We all have a unique life experience and bias, and spirit uses that to service to others, in for our clients or the people we're interacting, and they call upon those things within us to be able to speak to certain aspects of life. I think that it's important to know that that many, many people, whether you've taken a certification program or not, can make very accurate, validating connections with spirit, and that have great success in helping people to have emotional well-being after a loss. That there are, you know what? It's not difficult. It is, you know, why do I call mine a certification? Well, guess what? The reason for that is because I believe that there needs to be a little bit of a standard. I think that there needs to be certain things in terms of understanding life after death communication. We have a responsibility. We have a responsibility with the people we're doing the readings for. So I really feel that, you know, delving into mediumship, learning and understanding as much as we possibly can is in benefit for our life, but it's also of benefit for the people we serve. I think it's, you know, it's important in terms of the fact it's not by my standards in no way. It's about, I think, ethics. I think that's a really big part of what needs to be taught and what needs to be shared amongst people who are doing this work, that there is a code of ethics. There are some things that are really important for us to recognize. We are dealing with people's hearts. I mean, that in itself, you know, just constitutes the delicacy of what it is that the work that we're doing. So that's why I run mine as a certification program. It's just to ensure that, you know what, the code of ethics, that we are as informed as we possibly can, that there are conversations being had that are important conversations. And I know for many people who have taken other programs who have then come into mine and said, wow, this is the information I was searching for. This is what's missing from the other class I took. This is what I wish I would have taken this class first, because it's answered all of my questions. I think education is power, that when we come to learn to understand who we are as mediums, it actually puts us into an even greater place to be of service for other people. So I think that, you know, to recognize that, yes, that it does take some time to develop. Yes, you can go into a workshop on the weekend and come out as a medium, you know, on Sunday. However, there needs to be further development. There needs to be some work. There needs to be some guideline or something to follow. I think it's really important. And not the guideline in terms of what I think it is, but really the guideline of what Spirit has shown me through the countless hours of readings and, of course, my life experience in connection as well. So again, just throwing that out there for anyone who has taken a class, who is looking to learn more, by all means, I said, you know, I certainly do not judge anyone. I think that everybody is a great teacher. I think that the perfect teacher comes forward to us all the time. You know, when we need them the most. And I think it's important. I encourage everybody, learn what you can, learn from who you can. You can't make a mistake in taking a class. Again, something is being awoken in there. But I do believe, as I said, that we have a huge responsibility in terms of the fact that we are dealing with what is the darkest and hardest and sometimes the most difficult difficult time in people's lives. And that is in terms of the loss of someone that they have loved, someone who was very special, someone who they are having trouble in moving forward in life with from, you know. So again, I can go on and on about that too, but oh my goodness, look at that. We're at the tail end of the show. Anyway, I want to tell you, you know, if you are interested in learning more about your gifts and talents and abilities, of course, check out my website, bonnieworth.ca. I've got some great programs, some great opportunities. Of course, you can always connect with me on Facebook through all social media. And make sure you're a part of my forum here for Lighten Up on Facebook. That's where you can post any of your questions. You can interact with me during the show. And I think it's a pretty great community that has taken place and is developing. Anyway, my sweet friends, I want to tell you that, you know, you are amazing, that as a medium, it is without a doubt, you have a very special gift. Understand it, learn about it, utilize it, because I'll tell you, I have now personally experienced more joy, more ease, more love in my life as a result of saying, I am a medium, than I ever did when I denied it before. And I'll tell you, life has changed in such abundant and beautiful ways. More love, more joy, more of all of the good stuff that life has to offer. All right, everybody, from my heart to yours, I want to wish you a blessed and beautiful Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in.